All right, and welcome everybody to Capes and Scowls official King of the Ring bracketology. I'm Tim.
I'm Cliff.
I'm Olivia.
This Discord thing isn't as easy because I can't point at you.
I wasn't sure who you were pointing at.
It was 50-50. I was actually pointing at both of you, so you both win. So this is going to go up after a few matches happened, but we aren't watching it, so we don't know. So you can see how wrong we are almost immediately, which is nice.
Yes, we are recording this on the 19th, so I don't know what matches will have taken place or are taking place tonight, so we're all going in blind.
I prefer it this literally.
Way. My eyes are closed.
Oh man, that's a good idea.
All right, so the first match on the bracket is Cesaro versus Samoa Joe. Tim, who are you picking?
I'm picking Cesaro.
Are you?
I am, because they love to screw Samoa Joe. They also love to screw Cesaro, but I don't know. Right. I feel like they want Samoa Joe doing something else.
I feel like this is too early to screw Samoa Joe, and they just seem to hate Cesaro. So I'm picking Samoa Joe.
Well, I feel like Samoa Joe's already... What's the expression? I don't know. In the clear from the whole, like, Roman Reigns drama. So I think he's probably winning.
Okay.
And moving on.
Do you think either of these two are going to win the whole thing?
No, but I could see either of them making it to the finals. They're both very strong competitors.
Yeah. I don't know if you're looking at the bracket right now.
I'm not.
I'm
looking at Scott Sterling.
So the next match, so who they'll face, is Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre. So knowing that is why I think neither of them is going to make it past the next match.
Okay. Well, that's fair. So out of that bracket, who are you picking?
I think I'm going to pick Ricochet because I think they're going to do some stupid still with Shane McMahon nonsense with Drew. Just because for whatever reason, they don't seem to be on board with Drew as much anymore. So I'm picking Ricochet.
Well, I know a lot of people were saying he was King Ricochet before, so they were all feeling him, but I don't, and I'm going to take Drew, because I don't think they want to reference King Ricochet and have you watch him wrestle in Japan on YouTube and wrestle better matches with quicker competitors.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm going to pick Ricochet, because I think that match will be quite a like hill from him to climb, you know, just because Drew's such a big dude, and assuming that I'm right about the first match, I think like he'll move on to like Samoa Joe, who's another huge dude.
He's the underdog of the bracket.
So like, yeah, I think he'll move on under a lot of like, yeah, he'll have a tough time, but I think he'll move on.
So
that's what I'm saying.
So I'm going to pose the same question again. Do you think either of these two could win the whole thing?
I think, no, I don't know. No. Ricochet might have the best shot, but I don't know.
I have a feeling that Drew and Kevin Owens, by their nature with the Shane McMahon stuff, will probably cost each other.
I could see that, but... Oh, like interfering with each other's matches?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think the most... If somebody's going to win out of like the top four, like there in the top left bracket, it would be Ricochet making it all the way through, just because, like, as you brought up, the Drew-Kevin nonsense with Shane. All right, so then our next matchup is, I don't think it's actually going to matter, is Cedric Alexander and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, this is, like, 15 and 16 on the bracket of, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Olivia, why don't you start us off on this one?
I think they're going to throw Cedric Alexander a bone here.
I agree. I think the underdog story for Cedric is something that they're teasing, even though they'll never actually do anything with it. I think they're going to keep teasing it.
I'm also picking Cedric Alexander because Sami Zayn is only employed to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's lost his like late. He's lost like his last eight matches or eaten a pin in the last eight.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of these two are winning the whole thing.
No.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
So the next one, we got Miz versus Baron Corbin.
Ugh.
Tim?
I think you need a heel to win. I think Baron Corbin sneakily wins this, because I think Corbin Alexander is a more compelling match and storyline in this bracket.
Yeah. I think Miz doesn't really, like, need to win this. So, yeah, I agree. Baron.
Isn't Miz the most accomplished person in the tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is. So, yeah, he doesn't need it. I mean, and then, and right, like, do we really want to see Miz versus Cedric Alexander? Like, that's not going to go anywhere.
It might be fun, but we don't need it.
All right, so we're all picking Baron Corbin, then. Do you think either of those two could win the whole thing?
Like, I think, if anything, I think Baron Corbin will make it to the finals, but I don't think he'll win the whole thing.
I'm debating it. I agree that he could make it to the finals, but I also think the Cedric Alexander thing could carry over to the finals.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I could see as like a heel going all the way, and then I don't know, who, maybe Baron does a good job if he wins the whole thing as like king.
Oh, he'd be great. I love Corbin. Yeah. As a heel bartender, he's great.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna jump over to SmackDown now, and we got Kevin Owens versus Elias.
I'll say KO gets past Elias in this one. I think he'll get screwed over later.
Olivia?
Yeah, I agree. Kevin Owens is probably most likely to win.
I think Kevin Owens is also going to win just because like they're pushing him as this huge baby face right now. And who doesn't love people getting Stone Cold stunned? Am I right? Come on.
I want this whole thing to end with him doing it to Stone Cold just for a laugh.
So do you think Kevin has a shot at winning the whole thing?
Normally, yes, but under the storyline, no.
I think he'd be a great king.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I'd almost want him to be a heel for that.
He's so good as a heel.
Right, yeah.
I feel like overall, like the king gimmick, you know, works better on a heel.
Yeah, like King Booker.
Right. All right, so we're going to move down that bracket to Ali versus Buddy Murphy, which is probably going to be the best opening match.
Both,
probably.
Yeah, 205 Live guys.
Better.
I'm taking Ali. They're not done beating up Buddy Murphy. Maybe Rowan comes out. The only way Buddy Murphy wins is if Rowan gets Ali disqualified.
Yeah, I'm picking Ali. So, yeah, I don't think... Yeah, Buddy Murphy's gonna win anytime soon.
I'm also picking Ali, just because I feel like with the vignettes that they did with him, everything like that, they're trying to push him as like a really good guy.
Yeah, they should.
And then having like the two faces face off wouldn't be a bad time then for Tim and your storyline for Drew to cost Kevin against Ali.
Yes, and that's, a tournament is when you can have two faces fight each other and have that, you know, respectful match in the finals.
And that would also be an awesome match.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to jump down to the bottom right-hand corner now of what could be, like, the best wrestling match in Gable versus Benjamin.
I want to take Shelton Benjamin. I think I'm gonna. There's no stakes on either of these guys, so I think they should just take Benjamin, who everyone loves, because he's been so good for so long.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I'm going to take Gable on this one. Because I think they're pushing him a little bit on 205 Live, and just like being like younger than Shelton, I feel like he could use the win over like the other big star, like longtime vet in Benjamin.
It's tough. Like I could see Benjamin putting him over, and storyline wise to their past, it would be great. But I also see Benjamin maybe not sticking around forever, so maybe it's a last hurrah for him. It could go either way.
But I think we can all agree that neither of them's winning the whole thing.
I would love it if Benjamin, but yeah, no way.
No.
And so then the last match is Apollo Crews versus Andrade.
I'm picking Andrade for this one.
I'm picking Andrade also.
I like Apollo Crews, but I don't think if they're going to turn him around, I don't think it's going to be here.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So do you think Andrade stands a chance at winning the whole thing?
Yes. Yes, I definitely
do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he could do it. I know, like, online there's a lot of, like, talk about, well, he can't really cut a promo, but who cares? Zelina Vega's great at that.
That's right. True.
And
Brock Lesnar can't cut a promo.
Right, and he has Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Bork Laser can't do nothing right.
No, Bork Laser can't do anything. So, yeah, so just, like, looking outside of, like, the matchups, do you think Andrade's the overall favorite to win the thing for you guys?
For me, he's my pick to win the whole thing. Absolutely.
Olivia?
Jeez. I think that's tough to say. I'm kind of torn between him and Ali, I think.
All right, so then if you guys want, like, if you were going to pick, like, the final four, Tim, who are you picking to put, like, who's going after who? So you have in the top...
So I would have Andrade over Ali. Or no, Ali's the other bracket. So I'd have Andrade over Benjamin.
Right.
And I would have, what was it, Ali?
Ali over Owens.
Yes, probably because of some sneaky stuff there.
So you have Ali versus Andrade on the SmackDown side.
And I think it's a win no matter who makes it to the finals there, but I'm picking Andrade.
Right.
And then what about on the Raw side? So you took Baron, Cedric, Drew, and Cesaro.
So I think you'll get Drew and Cedric. And I really think the Cedric thing could go all the way, man. I'm taking Cedric to the finals to lose to Andrade.
Okay.
And I'm picking Andrade for a couple reasons. One, I think he's one of the bigger pushed people in this thing. But also, a SmackDown guy needs to be king when that debuts on Fox. And why not check another box and get a Hispanic guy in there?
I was just saying, yeah, he checks like all of the boxes.
But so does Ali. Ali checks some other boxes. So right. Either one of them is a strong pick for my... I'm looking at this from the corporate political standpoint.
Yeah.
So
that's, so whoever that's wins the Andrade Ali match is winning the thing.
That's my pick, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if they gave those guys time on that match could be bananas.
Yes, it could. All like, bananas.
Yeah. So Olivia, who's your final four?
So on the SmackDown side, I agree, like Ali and Andrade. And on the Raw side, I think it's going to come to Ricochet and Baron Corbin.
And then...
I think, Ricochet loses to Baron Corbin just because of sneaky stuff.
I think if you end up with, like, because I'm going to have basically like the same finals as Olivia with Baron, Ricochet, Andrade and Ali. With Ricochet, Ali and Andrade, you're checking a lot of boxes with all of them, like the three of them.
So you're more likely to get like Andrade, Ricochet, or you're going to get Corbin, Ali. I think
right. That's
the dynamics that work.
Yeah. And then if you just want like ridiculous heat, Baron wins.
Yeah, I love it.
And he's like, he's an awesome like just jerk.
He's the best heel, man. He is such a good heel cuz you legit hate him.
Right. I think there can be like some really exciting matches if they're given time to have the matches.
I mean, early on, they're going to get like 15, 20 minutes per match, likely. If they're smart, they'll give a little more to the semifinals and finals.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Do you want like a half-hour-long Baron-Ali match?
I probably do, because I think Corbin's gotten really good in his longer matches as of late. He's been wrestling different people. His mixed tag match that had Seth and Becky in it, I thought it was fantastic. And he had the dead weight of Lacey Evans.
Yeah, so, yeah, he has gotten a lot better.
I mean, he just really ate a bunch of curb stomps on that one, and he sold it perfectly.
Yeah, I kind of want like a half-hour like Ricochet versus Ali or Andrade match.
Yeah, I think that's where the money is. But
would be awesome, but probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Sounds too good.
Right.
So these are... our brackets, guys. I guess I'll try and keep up with my bracket on Twitter.
Oh, that's a good idea. I was just going to forget everything I said. Damn.
Well, I mean, that's fine. You're still allowed to do that. And I may forget, so...
Well, if you keep up with yours, just tell me if I'm doing bad. Just you go heel on me and just, you know, tell me how awful I am at predictions.
Oh, God, I don't know if I've ever done that before.
It'd be great.
Is this my heel turn? Oh, no, people are going to know about it.
Oh, man. A Twitter heel turn would be a fantastic thing for you.
Yeah, there's our bracket, guys.
Olivia, are you going to turn heel too?
Oh, yeah.
The family that turns heel together stays together.
Oh, man. I'm not turning face. It's not happening.
I picture you more as like that tweener.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm just going to have to do something shitty now. Yeah, I'm not a bad guy. I'm just a jerk. I gotta stay towards that heel.
You're heel leaning.
Heel leaning. I'll take that then.
That's You're fine. Like the like Elias of the heel world.
Yeah, I would get over about as much as Elias.
So. Right, you're a heel technically, but everyone still loves you.
Aw.
See, there you go.
Aw, you guys.
We'll see you losers later.